Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 20th, 2023. Breaking away from Egypt. Question: why does Passover last 7 days? Answer: 7 days are 7 sephirot, or levels of our soul. On the first day of Passover, a person leaves the intention for his own sake and continues to get rid of his egoistic intentions on the second, the third day, and so on until he completely breaks away from them. In this way he approaches the state called Yam Suf, the final sea. He is ready to throw himself into it in order to completely break away from Egypt, that is, from egoism. Question: leaving Egypt is the last border of the corporeal, egoistic world, beyond which there is a notional line called the Maxim. After passing it, a person begins to feel love, bestowal, and the spiritual world. What happens to him? What is the transformation behind this line? Answer: beyond this line, a person thinks only about how through others he can more and more implement the quality of bestowal and love within himself. As a result, he begins to feel in this quality that he is being filled with the upper light, the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 26, 2021. Without miracles. Consistent study of Kabbalah develops qualities within a person that can be used to research spiritual space, to be born in this space and to live in it. These qualities develop gradually. This is the purpose of Kabbalah, to transform our egoism into altruism. To the degree of this transformation, to begin seeing the upper world in this attitude to the world. And you see it and sense it, it is here. Just like in science fiction movies about space, people look out the window, they see dark space, and suddenly some alien spaceship appears before them. They did not see it before. Why do they suddenly see it now? Apparently, they turned on a different property, a different locator, a different frequency, or different sensor. It is the same here. This is pure physics and math. There are no miracles here. We are gradually preparing a possibility for the revelation of the governing system, that is, the upper world, the upper nature, or the Creator for all of humanity. This is our mission. Humanity does not know about it and it does not need to, it will know later. Moreover, it will not know about us, at all, since this does not exist in the system, this is all nameless. But still, it is a tremendous pleasure to feel that you are paving the way. You understand in advance what joy and good will come out of this. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How does Leitman use students? December 15, 2012. The final sea is the final breakaway from egoism. Question: when the people of Israel were exiting Egypt, the sea parted before them. What does this mean? Answer: it is another final quality. Therefore, it is called Yam Suf, the final sea, the Red Sea in English, after which there is no return to Egypt. This is the final breakaway from egoism. There is no turning back. But before that, there are all sorts of doubts and problems. Later, in the desert, there also will be doubts and problems, but they are of a different kind. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019. Like Rabbi Akiva. Question: while speaking about dissemination, you once said, if you are able to not curse the Creator, then you can go into the masses. You are constantly working with this, to justify him through the masses? Answer: it depends on what degree. It is written, don't believe in yourself until the complete death of your egoism. I can be led through such states, such torments, such visions. No one can vouch for themselves. I am not Rabbi Akiva who was skinned. This is an allegory and the truth, in general, everything together. That is, the final degree of egoism is the skin covering the soul. Question: to such an extent is a Kabbalist led through such powerful trials? Answer: any person, including you. And there is nowhere to go other than rising above these corrections in such a way that you will feel them as redemption rather than suffering. Everything depends on whether we reject our egoism with the help of the group, with the help of the light that we draw to us, when studying Kabbalah. Then, we perceive everything that happens to us, as good medicine, as the medicine of life. But if we do not reject egoism, our body, so to say, the body does not mean our flesh that we identify ourselves with, but egoism, then we feel enormous suffering, as if we really are being skinned. And we nevertheless come to correction. But these are enormous, very prolonged torments, experienced in the most difficult way. This is why Kabbalah was given to us, in order to do it differently, to rise above the ego and separate from it. When I perform the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, on it, I no longer feel what happens to the ego, it is no longer mine. What does it mean, not mine? It is as if I have received anesthesia. At least in this way. But afterward, I separate from the ego so much that I do not feel that it belongs to me at all. This is not my body, this is not my egoism, and that is all. It is as if I come out of it and exist separately in the quality of bestowal. Question: must we reach such a degree as Rabbi Akiva did so that even in this situation we find a way to justify the Creator? Answer: yes, that is how powerfully you have to separate from your former egoistic body, egoistic desires. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How to Justify Suffering. October 27, 2012. What is forbidden to hear? Question: when one of your students started talking about the importance of spiritual work due to repetition of actions, that is, about how it seems to him like a routine, you replied, "We cannot hear what you say." Why not? Answer: one should not hear bad things about spirituality. Comment: but you once said that you can even swear at the Creator. My response: this is your own business. I do not want to hear it. You go ahead and swear. I said it is better to swear than to forget. Imagine that you love another person, and sometimes there are all sorts of disputes between you. It is better than cutting off the connection and moving away from each other. Question: but you hear a lot of similar things when people express their doubts and say, "I do not believe, prove it." Answer: this is natural. A person is in concealment. How else can he react? But when he calls spiritual work a routine and complains that he is tired of this everyday life, then we should not listen to these and other negative statements about spirituality. He can talk to himself, anything can happen. But he has no right to speak to others. In relation to other people, he must play as in a theater, show himself to be inspired and elated. This is the only way. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Things that are forbidden to hear. April 5, 2023. Rising above hatred. Comment: you said there are two kinds of hatred, hatred on the spiritual path and hatred from outside people. Friends in the group face the first kind of hatred, which is a beneficial rejection. But there is also harmful hatred that comes from people on the outside. My response: hatred that comes from people on the outside is a small hatred on a material level. It leads to murder, extermination, and all sorts of problems, but on the animate level, this hatred does not forge, but destroys, like kids in a sandbox who do not play together and destroy each other's forms built out of sand. We need to think about the other hatred that arises when we aim to get closer to each other. Then a rejection emerges between us, that we need to rise above. This is a particular hatred on the path. To the extent that you strive for unity, you reveal your nature that resists it and build a connection above it, like laying bricks and rising above this masonry. That is, hatred is like blocks. You want to aim toward another, but face a wall before you. While climbing this wall to get closer to others, you face yet another wall. You climb it, and there is another wall. And so you rise above the wall until you reach its top. Therefore, this is the hate that forges. It gives you qualities, strength, and material, and by rising over it, you form a connection. It gives you the property of love and bestowal. After all, this hatred comes to you in all the ways you understand, why you dislike, despise, and repel each other. The reverse side of this, like a glove turned inside out, is love. Then you understand what love is because, in fact, we do not know what it is. We do not know how to unite or treat each other with kindness. Today, everything is based only on lowly mutually beneficial interactions. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Two Kinds of Hate December 1, 2012.